All right, everybody, please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Well, guys, it's been 2 days since we released episode 6 for SFC A Walk with God, so it's time to do episode 7. Have you ever had a circumstance where you just feel non-motivated and, you know, it's easy for you to, you know, kind of say in your mind, oh, I just need to get motivated on this. But how do you go about it? What is some steps? Have there been some steps that were preordained, or, you know, somebody told you about? If you're wondering about this, this episode will clear your mind as we talk about 5 steps to motivation. In these steps, you learn to, you know, stay on the path. Don't be persuaded. You know, do what's in front of you, etc. And we'll talk a little bit more about this as we explain each of the 5 steps, and can be more, but in this episode, 5 steps to motivation. All right, guys, And before we jump into this episode, I just want to remind y'all of those wonderful podcasts that we know and love. You know, everybody loves gospel music, particularly Southern gospel, as it is a pretty moving and successful force in the music industry, next to country music and rock and roll. Anyway, host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele family talk about Southern gospel industry, some of the groups that are in it, you know, how their success came about, and how you can be successful if you want to enter into that part of the field. Also, there's a lot more podcasts that are based on wonderful Christian groups, etc. So I encourage y'all, check out podcasts, whether you use Spotify or you just check out any network. Look for Christian podcasts and those ones that I start listening to, and I will make note of and start mentioning in these episodes. Next, I want to mention the all and unforgettable smart mathematician. Well, he's really not a mathematician, so to speak, but he just uses simple steps to help you get out of debt. It says that debt is a bondage, which is very true. And the show that you need to look at if you want to take care of this is Dave Ramsey. Yes, I'm talking about the money master, Dave Ramsey. You could look at him on TV or check out any of his podcast episodes on Spotify. Like I said, podcast for iTunes and anywhere on a podcast network. He talks about how we can destroy debt and start afresh and become debt-free in a certain amount of either years or months, depending on how much debt we have. As it says in his show, debt is dumb, and the BMW has taken the choice status symbol in people's lives. And there's a reason for that, because they've gotten out of debt and they have been successful. They want to get an expensive car. Amen. So, let God direct you, and I hope you enjoy this next episode on the 5 Steps of Motivation. Check out that wonderful podcast with Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele, and don't forget Dave Ramsey, as that will lead you on a path to financial freedom. Well, guys, we better get started here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go ahead and see what is in this episode package. Amen. God bless. Well, hi there, guys. How's it doing? This is Amos Waterbury, music director, music minister of SFC Online Church. We just got finished 2 days ago publishing our episode 6 of the SFC Walk with God podcast, and today I'm working on the 7th episode, this one. So just as you learn in the welcome note, we are going to be discussing five quick ways to find out if you're, I guess, on track or at least motivated in something that you're doing. So first off, let me point off that motivation is a that's another one of those, you know, heart based actions, not so much a mind based action. I mean, you can be motivated in your mind, but a lot of times people are too motivated in their mind and you know, kind of pass up their heart or, you know, what God's telling them, and so end up putting the cart before the horse, as they say. It's always amazing to me how whenever we kind of go after something, but we're afraid that, you know, if we ask God about it, he's going to shut us down or not make it happen, etc. You know, there's that fear, and so we just, and it doesn't have to be, you know, God directly. It could be like one of our peers or something. You know, as a kid, you would like want to go somewhere or do something, and we would always be afraid to ask our parents, because we thought, you know, they'd Shanghai us or something like that. Which I heard something on TikTok, which for those of you who don't know is just another social media, but it's a little more fun. You just make videos, add text, transitions, etc., filters, and it's really fun to work with. But anyways, aside from that, it was one of the TikToks, and it said that if you feel any persuasion or something that, you know, if my parents found out about this, man, I'd be screwed or something like that, then probably best not to do it. But, you know, sometimes we'll do it anyway. So it's very easy to kind of be motivated, but motivated in the wrong things. So that's why I brought that up. So if you want to do something and you feel afraid to kind of ask God about it and what he thinks, number one, you're not going to have a blessing or the ROI, like we said in the beginning, and he's not going to be able to be there for you as much as if you, you know, ask him about it and then, you know, allow him to come into the situation. It says in the scriptures, a man plans his ways, but God directs his path. Amen. So if we plan our ways, does that mean that's enough? Well, according to that scripture, it says we plan our ways, so yeah, but what we need is direction, and that comes from God. He directs our paths. Amen. So a lot of times we'll be faced with decisions to either, you know, go after this thing that we want or go after this because it's what God wants for us, but it's not exactly what we, you know, we're not all excited about it as much as we are that other thing. And this is a direct way that we can tell that it's God's will for us, because it will go against that fleshly desire. And it's important to put away all things fleshly and, you know, look toward heaven, as sometimes it's said. And that's gonna jumpstart us to a great beginning of step one for the motivation. Because we know motivation is a heart-based action when it comes to your walk with God or a Christian walk. If you have something that you want to do, let's say for me, I'm working this year to get my first album out. I want to be able to put certain amount of songs on, etc., etc., this and that. But then I'm listening to God and he's telling me, you know, just do the work and I will, you know, give you the wisdom for the next step. And so ideally, number one step for me in this whole motivation process is when I'm inspired to write a song, or I have been inspired, I already have a song, to find that song, get music for, etc., and then write songs along the way too. Also, all right, so just to name it, that was an example, to name it, step number one for motivation is do the step in front of you. If y'all guys remember David Allen, which I said this in a podcast before, it was my Chef Chuda podcast. It was 24/7 Thoughts and Facts with Chef Chuda in the Backwoods. And I had pointed out that I think a great combination is Dave Ramsey and then David Allen plan, because David Allen comes from planning strategies, you know, how you can make the perfect plan. Now, we know God is the only one that makes the perfect plan, but, you know, he works and explains around those means. Basically, take everything, get it out of your head, whether you need to write it or on a piece of paper or, you know, in your computer, on an app, whatever it may be. You go ahead and just get that stuff out of your head, and then he has what's called next action, etc. There's several steps, and I'm not going to get into all of it, but it's David Allen, and if you look him up, this whole course, and I think he has a whole audio series on how it works, but it's called Getting Things Done by David Allen. And then, there is Dave Ramsey, which he's the financial whiz, if you want to say, and there's a reason why every time somebody asks him how he's doing, you'll hear, "Better than I deserve." Well, that's because God has helped him and given him wisdom, because he's had his own financial problems. And you all hear him admit to that. But, you know, he got himself out of it just by, you know, creating some simple steps and realizing that debt is a foolish thing. You know, get rid of it. No reason to have that bar or chain around your neck. So, I just think that having the financial, genius met with planning genius is a great combination. So, you know, if you can't afford to get David Allen's book, so David Allen has a book, it's called Getting Things Done, and then whether you get the actual book or an audiobook, audiobooks are cool. And then, of course, you have paper book, and then you can get one for your Nook or Kindle. So there's various versions of books. But anyways, I don't want to get too far off our subject, but I wanted to mention that that would be a great step for that, you know, number one step for progress is doing what's in front of you and the stuff you need to get done. Okay. So number two, oftentimes, you know, we get started, we get things going, and then we come up against a, well, there's, I guess you could call it a comeuppance, basically a point in the road where, you know, do we do this, do we do this? It's commonly noted as a fork in the road, but the question, you know, do we do this or do we do that? Do we go this way? Do we go that way? And this, a good example would be, I already came up against one, which is, you know, do I write more new songs or, you know, try to get all the old ones that I have written, because some of them I can't, most of them I can't access, actually. So, you know, I know my desire was to kind of get all of them together, ones that I had written, but, you know, God says, let no, fear overtake you, or as it says, there's a quote in, and it's towards the end of the college man, I forgot what they call him, in Chariots of Fire, and it's like, so do what you are quickened to, and let no power or persuasion deter you in your task. I think that's how that goes. But anyways, it's basically meaning once you get to a fork in the road, be sure you go the right way. But if there's something persuasive on the other side, stay away from there, because persuasion leads to darkness, and darkness leads to failure. Well, anybody that watched Star Wars, you can definitely use that parallel if you wanted to. You know, fear leads to hate, hate leads to the dark side, etc. So whatever analogy that you want to use, whether it's out of the Bible, from a movie, the thing that we're getting out of this is to take the right path, you know, so we don't end up messing up. All right. Next up is, so we have step number one, which is do what's in front of you. I would say step two, our title for it is to let nothing persuade you from your task. So do what's in front of you, and then, you know, take the right, no, left or to the right. Take the right direction when you get to a spot in the road or a fork in the road, as they say. Or let's just call one side persuasion, and, you know, there's direction and wisdom. So either go straight or to the right, but not to the left, because persuasion will determine when you're tasked. So that's what we're gonna call number two. All right, number three is don't go on your journey, or don't go down the path and just do your own thing. An example of this is, let's say in this particular progress that I'm doing, or motivation, steps of motivation. And my motivation is writing songs so I can, you know, get my album done. If somebody asks me, hey, can you help me write this song or whatever? And let's just say it's not just one, but you get a request on that and who knows what else. And you're just like, well, I'm working on this project now, I can't do it. Don't let your progress or your motivation slow someone else down, because they may have prayed and asked God, okay, I need help with this, and God actually wants you to help them. But if you get so tunnel vision, which for those of you who don't know, if you've ever looked down a tunnel, it's just this small hole and you can't see anything else. So when you get tunnel vision, there's this thing that happens, is you can't see anything else. Since God is upwards, you know, that's heaven, but he's all around, well, all the way around us, we can only see what's in front of us. And so he may be over here on our left side, but since we're so tunnel vision, you know, getting our stuff done, this person over here, whether they're trying to help us through God or God wants us to help this person, either way, neither of us are going to be able to help each other if we're, you know, just so concentrated on our progress or motivation that we just keep motivating and motivating right on by. And now all it is just about us. We've forgotten both the people around us and, you know, our dear God, which is the one who made us and gave us the ability to do what we're doing. Amen. So we're at number three now, so we've got two more. All right, cool. So number three is, we'll just call it don't become tunnel vision. So one, do what's in front of you. That does not mean tunnel vision, because you're just doing what's in front of you. Which could be, you know, it's task related, but it doesn't mean that you're going on without looking around you, which is what tunnel vision is. You just get to a point where you're like, okay, I can't worry about anything else, I'm just gonna keep looking straight, or, and eventually, you know, if you keep going into yourself and making it all about you, eventually what you're gonna see is, you know, it's like if you've ever looked through a 2-inch piece of PVC, that's about how much visibility you have. And, you know, that's not what God wants us to have. You know, as it says in a song, we're all a part of one world and we share the same dream. You know, when we reach out to find deep down inside, you're just like me. Meaning that we're human beings. And God put us both on this planet to help us. Or help each other. Because, you know, one person just simply can't do something by themselves. You know, we need each other. So I guess that brings me to step 4 of the 5 steps of motivation. Or top 5. There could be more, but these are the top 5. Is... don't become weary. This is kind of the opposite of that whole tunnel vision thing where you're not even focused anymore, and so you're kind of just wandering and you're really not going any particular direction. You're not taken by persuasion, you're not taken by wisdom over here. Back on, you know, step 2 of, step 3 was persuasion, my bad. No, that's right. Step 2 is persuade. Okay. And you're kind of just, you know, looking around, etc. If you've ever gone on a journey, how many times have you seen the leader just kind of walk around and not really go anywhere? Not many, right? Because he has, you know, followers with going with him, and wherever he goes, you know, they're going to follow, and he doesn't want, I mean, if they're going on a journey, they need to get there at a certain amount of time or a certain place. You know, it would be wrong of him to kind of just waste time on the side, so to speak. And God doesn't want us to waste time on the side. It says in the Proverbs, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. So, you know, if you ever seen an ant during the, just before it gets cold, they're collecting, well, they're doing a lot. Ants work a lot. So, it's not just a metaphorical thing. You know, it's physical evidence that an ant can lift 2 times its weight. Just like, you know, we can kind of lift. It's really incredible because an ant can lift more, being an insect, than us humans really attempt to. Which, listen, before we do that, we have to work out. So, it's really kind of a wise attribute that Solomon put that, or God gave Solomon the words to put into that part of the Proverbs. You know, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider your ways and be wise, man. So, don't, you know, don't allow yourself to just wander. When you have a goal, you know, stick to it. And this is kind of the hardest one for everybody because it's especially when you, if you write songs or you're a writer, especially for me in this part, well, if I hit kind of like a dry well or whatever, that mean I'm supposed to go do something else? Or do I just sit there and then kind of wait until something comes? That kind of goes back to step two, is don't allow that persuasion to overtake you. So the best thing, if you're unsure, is keep going straight, stay focused, and then that would lead to step number five, which is when you get close to we're going to call this the motivation threshold, which is you've got your motivation, you're building up, and you only have a little bit more to go before your motivation is full. When you get to that point, in no shape or form does it mean you are done. As Jennifer, you know, she came on the show and basically made the statement that, you know, in life we're never done. Well, specifically, you know, we're never done bettering ourselves, really. Just like they say, you're never finished with school. That's correct, because life is the classroom, sorry. And, you know, we're always learning. And that's a good thing. If we're never learning, well, something is wrong. I'm reminded of a story there was these two mechanics, okay? And one went to school and the other one didn't. After this guy got his degree at school, he was working on cars and everything, and one of the first things that the boss man heard was, well, I'm glad, you know, I'm done with school. And then he was like, well, congratulations on, you know, graduating and et cetera, and getting a certificate or, you know, your degree. And I'm happy to work with you. But let me explain to you something. And he looks over at the other guy that said, well, I went through high school and I decided, you know, I don't want to do school. I'm done with school. And so he hears both of these guys and he just looks at them both and he's like, you both know me. I have a degree. But do you ever see me take an engine apart the same way all the time? Or am I always, whether it's something that I'm trying to figure out or someone else wants to teach me, you know, it's a different method. So in life, we'll have, you know, our dreams and everything that we want to do. And we'll go through school to to get the training necessary to make it happen. But in no shape or form is school ever done. Because the point at which our schooling is done is the point that we stop learning. And with that, we stop living. And they kind of both look at him, and he's like, well, I still am glad I'm not having to go to school because I have my degree. But if I hear what you're saying, we're about to go to class today. And he's like, yes, today I'm going to teach y'all something that what they taught you in class should be able to help you. Now here, I know you didn't go to school, but what we're going to do is see just how smart both of you are. And moral of the story is both of them, you know, were just as smart, but the one that went to college, you know, he got it done quicker. Because that, you know, he had experience. So anyways, that's it, guys. So with motivation, again, remember motivation is heart-based. In this, you know, in our walk with God, when we say we want to be motivated, we want to be motivated in the right direction. As it says in the scripture, like God, thy word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. So, another word for motivation is, you know, God's word towards you or his direction towards you. Amen. So, what we're going to do here to wrap this up is I'm going to just run over the 5 steps again. And if y'all have any questions whatsoever, don't forget to email us again. SoldiersForChrist@gmail.com or SoldiersForChristM, don't forget to put the M in there, @gmail.com. And guys, also, if you have any questions, if you have any ideas for further episodes or are interested in being interviewed on this show, whether by phone or Skype, etc., or in person, just go ahead and contact us and let us know. Thank you so much, y'all, for listening. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up by going over the last part, which is just summing up. All right, so we have number 1, which is doing what's in front of you. Again, this is not tunnel vision. It's just simply doing the directive that God has for you first, and then he'll give you another one. Number 2, don't become persuaded by other things. Persuasion, let that hit you. Number 3, don't be tunnel vision. Number 4, don't allow yourself to wander. You know, always keep walking, always stay focused on, you know, what you are being motivated towards. And then most importantly, number 5, don't ever consider yourself done with being motivated once you come to the 5 steps or whatever. Or you get to that point where you're just going and things are good. Don't allow yourself to slow down. Keep that same speed. Maybe go faster. Be like Eric Little. Amen. And this is how you run a straight race. Well, no, not exactly. But if you watch Chariots of Fire, you'll understand why I said that. So hope this helped you guys. I was just thinking about, you know, what are we going to follow up with on our, you know, life's question that we did, the interview with Jennifer, which she was so gracious to come on, and I enjoy doing those with her. And I'm like, okay, And we already gone over 5 minutes, but I feel this is important. You know, let's just talk about this whole thing of motivation. And there's five main things. And I think, you know, as we said, just go over them again. You know, do what's in front of you. Don't be persuaded. Don't become tunnel vision. Don't wander. And number five, don't consider yourself done until God says you are. Until he says, well done, good, my good and faithful servant. Which he might say that, but then, you know, he might have something else for you. So, even though God tells you to do that, or says that, you know, don't just be like, oh man, I'm glad I'm done. You know, I'm glad I'm done with school. Now I can do whatever I want. No. Do the best you can to honor God, and he will, you know, honor you back. So if he says, well done, my good and faithful servant, be better next time than you were this time. You know, always strive to be better. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to y'all later. God bless, and remember, stay on that straight. Don't go to the left. Either go forwards or right towards wisdom or towards God. May God be with you on your path of motivation. And again, please email us if you have anything, if you want to be on the show, or you have questions. Take care. God bless. Hello guys, you have been listening to episode 7 of FFC, A Walk with God. In this episode, we were basically encouraged to not try to plan things our way. But as it says in the scriptures, the mind of man plans his ways, but God directs his path. To let God direct our paths in anything that we do, we not just sit on it, but we have a motivation to do what it is that God has put before us. In this episode, there were 5 steps to motivation. And these are just starters, if you will. You could have more. But I felt that having 5 simple steps to motivation would be a good starting point for those of you listening. Now, it may seem that, you know, 5 steps is going to get you where you need to go and you're all excited about it, etc. So, if you come across a spot which leaves you dumbfounded as to why you're not going anywhere when you follow the steps, let me encourage you that, as we said in the beginning of this episode, and we will say in the beginning of the episode, that motivation is not a mind-based action or shall we say, not only a mind-based action, but it has to come from the heart too. You can have motivation in your mind, but sometimes from there we have the wrong motivation. And we need to be motivated by the right motivator. Amen. So as you listen to this episode, I hope you enjoy it. I hope it gives you wisdom. And remember, motivation is the key to getting and following through those tasks that God has put before us, that He wants us to accomplish. Amen. All right, I think we're going to wrap up here. Thank y'all guys so much for listening. We're going to pray a small prayer. For those of you that have been listening, maybe you haven't asked Jesus into your life, I ask that you pray this small prayer with me. And those that do know Jesus, just ask that you would help Him in your journey, in your motivation, and that if there is none there, that He will provide it for you and give you more than you thought you could have. I pray all this in His precious name. And dear Jesus, we know we're sinners. We know we have failed. But we also know that You can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And You will. You know our future. You know Your plans for us. And we ask that You will come into our lives and help us know You better. And come to realize that You are the best reason for living. There's no other greater love than that of You dying on the cross for us. And I thank You. Help us to always honor You and cherish Your word, and not to become weary in the battles that we face. I pray all this in Your holy name, in the name of Your blood, which You shed us on that cross so long ago. May we be encouraged that the journey is not too far, nor is it too hard. Strengthen us. Give us wisdom. And let us not turn aside our sight from You. In all this we pray, Jesus be glorified. Amen. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. You've been listening to another episode brought to you by SFC, A Walk with God, the Soldiers for Christ Network, the Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you are interested, as we said in the beginning, promo, don't forget to email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Until the next episode, God bless. Remember, God is the author and finisher of your faith. Don't try to understand what God is doing. Just let Him reveal Himself, and you will have the sweetest journey that you will have in your life. Amen. We thank you that you took the time to listen to this episode. And God help you as you continue on your walk with Him. Amen.